الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before coming to our actual subject, a few reminders which are very necessary for all of us, myself for all. One is that today is the greatest day of the week, Sayyidul Ayyam, the day of Jumu'ah. Allah give us to understand that we don't take it as Friday, but as Jumu'ah. If we think it of as Jumu'ah, the connotation that it's a big day. And if we take it as Friday, Wednesday, Saturday, like any other day, the importance doesn't come into our hearts. If we take it as Jumu'ah, then what Jumu'ah stands for, all that will come into our heart. It comes in the hadith, the best day the sun rises in the week is on the day of Jumu'ah. It comes in the hadith, Jumu'ah is a Eid more greater than the other two Eids also. All of us, we know how much we prepare, anticipation we have for the two Eids. But Jumu'ah is more greater, but we haven't got that feeling. So we must take it as Jumu'ah and the great preparations for Jumu'ah. And the great ibadat, a special ibadat of Jumu'ah and of Medina Sharif is Salawat ala Nabi, to read Durood Sharif. We should try and read on a daily basis at least 100 times Durood Sharif, and Friday we should try and increase it. Read it 300, 500, 1000 times, how much we can increase on a Jumu'ah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times Durood a day, then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar. That this person is free from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the most filthiest, dirtiest, worst sins, a two-faced person. Nobody likes a two-faced person. If my wife is two-faced, if the husband is two-faced, how in front of us they're so sweet, but behind us they poison. Nobody will like that. So we will be freed of hypocrisy. A person who praises you in front of your face and behind your back he stabs you, he speaks bad about you. And the worst punishment Allah has mentioned for the munafiq, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. These two-faced people, and we are all somehow or the other, somewhere we are also like that. But meet these people, we like them. Meet these people, we like them. So they will be in the lowest pits of Jahannam. And the explanation of that is, they will be in iron coffins that have burned red hot. And they will just be lying there. They can't move also. If a person, Allah save us all, terrible stomach pain, holds his stomach, bends down, somehow he feels some relief. But for the munafiq, no relief. He can't turn anyway, just has to suffer. By the barakat of 100 times Durood Sharif, if we read the shortest Durood, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or Sallallahu Ala Nabiyyil Ummi, it won't take 2 minutes also. And we'll be saved from that. By the barakat of it, Allah will take this out from us. The other, that we will be saved from Jahannam. Yeah, in this world, who of us can tolerate the flame of a matchstick, the flame of a cigarette lighter, and less than that, a fly buzzing around our nose. How it irritates us, around the ear. And if a mosquito bite, and if it is a wasp bite, we can't tolerate it. And the fire in Jahannam, and the snakes in Jahannam, where can we tolerate it? By reading 100 times Durood, 2 minutes, Allah will give us the tawfiq to correct our lives, and we will get saved from Jahannam. So just 100 times a day, let us now fix the time in my mind, that every day after Fajr, after Zohar, whichever time, that is my time, I'm going to sit and read my 100 Durood. A person who reads 100 Durood a day, Allah tabaraka ta'ala fulfills 100 of his needs, 30 of this dunya. We all have got so many needs which are not getting done, our work not getting done. Just read the Durood Sharif and see how easily all that work gets done. And 70 of the akhirat, which clearly shows that our dunya's needs are very small. Real needs will be of akhirat. But we all, our focus is only on dunya. Akhirat we don't think of preparing, where our needs will be much more greater. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah will raise him with the shuhada, with the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. Presently, if you want to become a shaheed on the battlefield, where there is gunshots everywhere, mortars are going off, bombs are falling, your wife becomes a widow, your children become orphans, and it's not easy. But just in the comfort of the masjid now, 100 times Durood Sharif, and you will be raised with the shuhada. You will get the Durood Sharif is so valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq to read. And one great bonanza of Durood Sharif is, great ulama discuss this, this question, this masala, and they come to the conclusion that as-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. We all have come, we read some namaz, we'll be reading, we'll be making Jummah Faraz namaz, but we got no guarantee it's accepted. And we know even the quality of our namaz. But Allah's mercy we hope. But by Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. There is no doubt about it. And not only that it is accepted, on what you read your Durood, that is also accepted. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, what your dua, make sure you read Durood Sharif. You should read Durood at the start, in the middle, at the end. Then all your duas will also be accepted. Our namaz, we know the quality of our namaz. But when we read in our namaz, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad, by the barakat of that, our namazes will also be accepted. So Allah give us tawfiq of reading Durood Sharif in abundance, 100 times at least every day. And Jummah, we should try and increase it even much more. Then another very great amal, which is very necessary, very simple and easy also. With the fitnas of today, the cell phone fitnas, the Dajjal fitnas, so many fitnas which turn us away from our deen and our purpose of life, our focus. If to save us from that, just read the first 10 ayats of Surah Kahf, which is in the middle of the 15th Supara. Every day in the morning, read the first 10 ayats. At night, read the last 10 ayats. And on the day of Jumu'ah, read the whole surah. And if you can read the whole surah every day, very good. We will be saved of this fitness completely. Allah will give us correct thinking. And Allah will make things easy for us also. So Allah give us tawfiq. Another, very valuable little amal is that after Jummah Salah, if a person will read 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. Just so much. It takes about 1.5 minutes to read it. You can sit here and read it while we are going to work, going back home, wherever we are going. We can read it after Jummah. Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. 100 times, Allah forgives 100,000 of our sins. We only read it for 100 times, 1.5 minutes. And 100,000 of our sins are forgiven. And 24,000 sins of our parents are forgiven. My mother, my father. And we must be concerned about our parents, especially when they have passed away. We don't know what is happening in the qabr. We are here, we are comfortable, but what's happening in the qabr? No, we don't know. So we can at least read this, and then they are also, their 24,000 sins are forgiven. Another very important thing in our times today, we have to be very concerned of the food that we consume. Our food is not halal, then our ibadat is not accepted. The month of Ramadan is coming. All of us going to try to make more ibadat. Our taraweeh we try and be. But if that food we had, if we had our halim, and the chicken that was in there, if it was not halal, then all our ibadat, we have bartered it away. So we have to be very, very particular of what we put in our mouth. You are what you eat. So we have to be very, very concerned and make sure that what we are eating is halal. And not only halal, but halalan tayyiba. Halal and healthy, wholesome food, food in which there is no doubt. Then we will see, when a person eats halal, automatically he goes towards good deeds. And when a person eats haram, then automatically, even without his intention, he goes towards evil. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to be concerned of the food that we are eating. Today with so much of food outlets, and so much that we no more eating house food, from everywhere else the food is coming, we have to be very concerned. The person who has got a food outlet, his object is money. It's a commercial thing. He is not really concerned that he's giving you halal. I must be worried that I'm eating halal. And from where is my food coming? And who is supplying me? From where is he getting it? Is it correct? Is it halal? Today there is gross negligence in this. So we have to be very careful about that. May Allah give us tawfiq. The month of Ramadan is coming. We are in Shaban. Today is about 10 days or so left for Ramadan. We all should be getting ready. The month of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make dua before the month of Rajab, the month that has passed already. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Oh Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab, the month that has passed, and in the month of Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And oh Allah, let us reach the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is really, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, lillahi nafahat. There are certain times when the breezes from Allah blow, and then to make ibadat becomes easy. Hearts inclined towards ibadat, towards Allah Ta'ala. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. Then be ready to accept those occasions when Allah Ta'ala gives us that. So this is a period from Rajab, then it becomes more intensified in Shaban, the month we are in now. And Ramadan, it reaches its peak. The greatest 10 nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest night of the year is Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, says that if we can speak to the people in the qabr who have passed away, and we ask them, what would you wish for if you had your choice? One day of Ramadan. Now that they know the value of the month of Ramadan. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimullah should say that many of us, we want to pass time in Ramadan. To just pass time. He says if you want to pass time, you don't pass time, you fail time. Ramadan is a month that every moment, day and night, is so valuable. We can't lose out. To put it in our language, this is a time when there's love in the air. And there are great bargains from Allah. And prophets are magnified tremendously. For every nafal ibadat, Allah gives us the reward of a faraz. And a faraz is multiplied by 70. So we are so great this month just to earn. The prophets, the bargains are so great. They are up for grabs. It's a time that we shouldn't be spending our time in anything but in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If we can, take our annual leave in the month of Ramadan. Don't take it in another time and we go to the resorts and we go and waste our money, and what we earned also, it all goes away there. Take it in Ramadan and spend it in ibadat. We will be so fortunate. And one extra week, take unpaid leave. And the whole month of Ramadan, we engage in the ibadah. That will be really a wise person who will be making his storage and his earnings for the akhirah, which are permanent. Dunya, whatever we are earning is just temporary. And it is just really fake money. Our money also, what we have, is nothing more different than monopoly money. If a few boys play some game of monopoly, and after two hours the game is over, counting the money, I got so much, You robbed the bank, you did this, you did that. But that monopoly money, we can't buy one chappy also. We can't buy one matchstick, forget a box of matches. It's useless. Wallah, this money of this dunya is nothing different to that also. At the time of maut and when we go in the real life of akhirah, like that monopoly, 1-2 hours they're playing the game. Now it's over. Now you came to reality. You see that money is useless, no matter how much you got. Our life also will come to an end. We'll go in the qabr. We could have had millions, and even if they put it with us in the qabr, it's not going to help us one bit. So the real preparation is for akhirah. So this is the time that we should try and prepare as much as possible. The month of Rajab, the highlight of it was the Mi'raj, the heavenly ascension of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is a great imani booster that boosts our iman. That wow, the qudrat, the power of Allah, how he took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from his place, house to Ummihani's place, and then to the Kaaba, and then to Baytul Muqaddas, and then the seven heavens, and then to meeting Allah. It was the Bura, whose speed was unimaginable. But then to such a long journey, it was accomplished in the time that the bedwa did not get cold of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it just shows the great qudrat, and we have to have full yaqeen on the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. And the sum total of Mi'raj was namaz. Our 5 times namaz. A great gift, even a great thing, the greatest thing, iman, was made for us on the earth here in dunya. But namaz, Allah called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to him there, and then gave the great gift of namaz. So it's a very great gift. We should try, especially now in this the month of Rajab, we should bring namaz fully into our lives. If we got qadai umri when we were young, we were at school, college, we were not making namaz. But those namaz, we are still responsible for them. We should become conscious and start making the qadha. And when a person clears his matters with Allah, he will see himself how Allah's rahmat descends on him. If we are buying goods from our merchant, our supplier, and we haven't paid him for 6 months, he says, no, I can't supply you anymore. First pay up your old accounts. Then I will supply you. So when we settle our account, now he gives us lot of goods. We can do lot of business. The same way when we are owing Allah, then Allah's rahmat, that to be saved from problems, financial problems, health problems, arguments and fights in the family, all different kinds of problems come because we are owing Allah ta'ala. Settle our account and Allah's rahmat comes. And a person will see the happiness in his own heart, in his family, around with his friends. He will only see goodness. So our qaza namazas. If we have got qaza rozas, try and keep them. Especially our women folk, young women, they must their rozas every year because of their monthly. They can't keep all their rozas. And usually they procrastinate. They don't keep the rozas. But at least by Shaaban now, before we come into Ramadan, keep those rozas. And also let us get used to what our tilawat of Quran Sharif. So that when Ramadan comes, our reciting of Quran becomes easy. And also fasting in the month of Shaaban, we should try and keep more fast. That when the month of Ramadan comes, our fasting is also easy for us. Otherwise, if we start the month of Ramadan, we have to fast also. 20 rakats extra taraweeh also. And getting up for Sehri also, then we find it like a big burden. But if we were in the stride, then it's very easy for us. So we should try and get ready for Ramadan in this way. Rajab and then Shaban, the 15th night, is really like a person is going to get married. Say for example, Sunday 11 o'clock is the nikah, which is a common time with us. And the person comes and he was a motor mechanic and he was working on his car. And he still got his overall on and grease on his hand. Everyone will say, please, if you're not even the groom, whoever you are, go home and clean up first. You can't come to the masjid like this. And the groom coming like that. So the great month of Ramadan coming. And we're going in a dirty way in the month of Ramadan. Allah gave us the 15th night of Shaban. It's like a spiritual cleanser, that we get clean spiritually. We make tawbah, istighfar, and we take our spiritual bath, like a mother will bath her children at night, and then put on their pyjamas and warn them, see now, don't get dirty again. Don't mess your clothes again. Just like that, we also, 15th Shaban, we must get clean. And we get ready for Ramadan. Now don't get dirty again with all the filth on the cell phone, with our eyes, with this, and mixing with other women at workplaces, flirting around and talking freely with women, etc. All those things become clean. And then we will see, like for example, the groom comes in, everyone goes and meets him. In the family, always, all families got some family squabbles also. But on that day, they'll go and welcome him. They'll meet him, mashallah, getting married today. So if we pre-clean ourselves for Ramadan, we will be also welcomed like that. And we will enjoy the month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala, let us prepare and get the maximum benefit. This opportunity won't come. Now we're going to make Jummah Salat. Never in our life will this Jummah come back in our life. So don't mess it. Make it. Make it properly. Don't just pass your Jummah Namaz. The Fajr we read this morning, Friday of this morning, Jummah Fajr, will never come back in our lives. So don't mess up things. Let us make them properly. It's one opportunity we have got. Then, alhamdulillah, we're having our Ijtima in Azadul, the South African Ijtima. Tablighi Ijtima. And it is our Ijtima, not only of Azadul, not only of South Africa, but of the whole Ummah. An effort to bring deen into our lives, into all departments of our lives. For example, a person tells his boss, that boss, I want to go in Jamaat 4 months, 40 days. Boss says, I can't give you off, I need you, you have to be here. Anyway, they argue, they discuss, and finally he goes. And when he goes, he doesn't only learn the work of tabligh and that's how it is done, but he brings deen in his life. Now when he comes back, because deen is there, every day is punctual at work. And at work, no cell phone and wasting his time. Not talking with other people. Not doing any other thing wrong. Now the boss will tell all the other workers, I'll pay for you, you also go in Jamaat. Because they see that deen came in their lives. A person tells his wife, I want to go 4 months. Wife says, you can't go, how I'm going to manage here? And all the argument. But finally he goes. And he goes and he learns the work of tabligh also. And he brings deen also in his life. Now when he comes back, his wife says, oh, he's an angel now. Before, how he was when he comes, before he enters the door, swearing, shouting, having problem with everything all the time. And everything of mine is wrong. I can't cook. I don't know how to dress. Everything is wrong. But now he's come back. He's a sweet, he's like a lamb now. He's a sweet angel. The wife will tell all family ladies, all the ladies in their circle, send your husband in Jamaat. And see that he become a lamb, he become an angel. So this effort Allah has given us, bring it properly into our lives and see then and send our women for their ta'aleem also regularly. Make ta'aleem at home. We'll see our children, our wives. The dua will come a reality. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. The coolness of our eyes. We will be happy to see our wife. We won't look at the street woman anymore. At the moment, our halal wife we don't look at, and we look at the filthy, dirty woman of the street. Just make this correct effort. Allah give us all tawfiq to bring the reality of deen into our life. This is a golden opportunity we have got now. Don't let it go by just like that. Bring it in our lives, inshallah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلَيْهِ حَمِيدٍ